There are two different questions. Does, according to the Torah, someone have to be Jewish to be a Jewish prophet? That's question number one. Another question, does, according to the Torah, someone has to be Jewish to be a prophet? These are two different questions. And the short answer is, to be a Jewish prophet, one has to be Jewish, but the Torah acknowledges there are non-Jewish prophets as well. And one does not need to be Jewish to be a prophet. As a matter of fact, in the five books of Moses itself, there is a story about a non-Jewish prophet, Bilam. There is a very interesting difference, though. A Jewish prophet is not allowed to make any mistakes. There's no room for error. If there is a Jew who comes and says he's a prophet and then prophesies something which is a positive prophecy, something which is good but supposed to happen, and this prophecy is not being fulfilled, means he is not a prophet at all, he's a liar, he's an imposter. And the Torah prescribes capital punishment for doing that. If somebody comes and speaks from the name of God and he is lying, that's the worst thing according to the Torah. Why? Because people will believe you. And you could lead people to do terrible things if you are lying. So this is why a prophet has no any margin of error allowed to him if he's a Jewish prophet. And by the way, I specifically said that this is true only with a positive prophecy. Because if there is a calamity that's supposed to happen and the prophet is telling people about it and then it does not take place, then you could always say that people repented and that's why nothing bad happened. In other words, negative things can be always averted. A positive thing, once it is announced, if God said that something good is going to happen, it has to happen. A negative thing can always be reverted midway. So this is with a Jewish prophet. With a non-Jewish prophet, the bar is much lower. A non-Jewish prophet, according to the Torah, has a right to err. Why? Because according to Judaism, we are the nation that was given the Torah, and we are supposed to have this direct connection with God. And if non-Jews have their prophets, it's very good, but they don't have to be error-free. So in the Jewish tradition, it says specifically that in order to be a prophet, one needs to be a righteous person first. But one does not need to be a righteous person to be a prophet, which means that there are many righteous people who are not prophets. Once somebody is righteous, then I guess you could call it the next step is that he might become a prophet. But there are righteous people who are not prophets. And this is when we are talking about the Jews. If you're looking at non-Jews, it's a similar situation where we believe that there are Chesedei Umot HaOlam and Tzedikei Umot HaOlam. There are righteous people who are not Jewish. There are righteous Gentiles. And there are many of them. It does not necessarily mean that they are prophets. And the Torah speaks about both non-Jews who have helped Jews, and they were righteous. And the Torah is also speaking about non-Jewish prophets.